The Social Security Administration says it's really got the plan this time to modernize its aging IT systems. It's work the agency itself says should have been done years ago. But Congress has a long memory of big IT projects at Social Security that went over budget or off schedule. Members want to know why they should trust SSA's plan this time. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Social Security Administration says it wants to modernize five major systems using a new agile framework. It will cost about $300 million. The plan to do it has been a long time coming. SSA has been criticized in the past for not having a long-term plan or a plan with enough detail for some of its major IT projects. It's been a major pain point for the agency's inspector general. Robert Klopp is the deputy commissioner and chief information officer for SSA. He says this plan has more detail and focus than previous IT strategies.
The work we put into coming up with these estimates, when we walked out of the room, people looked at me and said, this is probably the best that we've ever done as an agency in trying to estimate in advance what the GSA would call a rough order of magnitude, which is all as expected at this stage. So we think that these estimates are extremely accurate, and we feel really, really confident that we could actually do what's on this chart.
Klopp says SSA should be able to deploy some parts of each system and have it ready for production soon, but once the agency gets the funding. It's still unclear if that funding from Congress will actually come. The House Appropriations Committee recently passed the Labor, Health, and Human Services bill for fiscal 2017. It would cut the SSA budget by $250 million below this year's funding. The Senate's version would hold SSA funding steady from 2016. And the House Ways and Means Committee says it's skeptical SSA will be able to pull off the new plan. It hasn't forgotten about the agency's previous mistakes. Sam Johnson is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Social Security Subcommittee.
You know, we built two computer systems brand new not too long ago. That was supposed to solve all your problems.
One of those systems is called the Disability Case Processing System, or DCPS. Social Security started planning for that system back in 2008, but the agency reset the program after the first iterations fell way short of users' expectations, and the development went over budget and schedule. But Klopp says his agency has learned from DCPS mistakes.
And it's really DCPS and our ability to develop code in DCPS that's become the yardstick that allows us to come up with these estimates. We believe, now knowing the kind of velocity that we can get out of programmers in a modern environment and being able to relate the business problems we're solving in DCPS to the business problems that we have to solve if we modernize Title II, we can get this rough order of magnitude and say, yeah, it looks like about the same thing.
The subcommittee says it doesn't want to return next year and hear that SSA needs more money to finish the modernization project. And when asked whether that would happen, Klopp says,
you know, I think we are going to stay on budget. I think, you know, one of the things that Mr. Hayes said that I think is really important to keep in mind is that in this new agile world, what we focus on is trying to deliver value every time we go through an iteration, an agile iteration. And so we think that the agile process is going to allow you to look at the things that we have in the backlog, the amount of money that we're spending as a run rate, and at a very regular interval be able to determine whether or not we're adding the value with these increments that we claim we're adding.
Xavier Becerra is the ranking member of the Social Security Subcommittee. He says Congress wants more precise details and estimations from SSA about its IT plan.
I think what you're probably going to hear from this dais is that people want to know that if you're going to get the money, there will be a product that works at the end. And I don't think we have much more time to wait or waste, right? Because my understanding is it's getting worse every day. You're running out of broadband. Your folks are taking longer and longer to access information. And you're getting more and more people coming through the doors of Social Security's offices. And so I think it becomes really important for us to work on, it's almost like diving out of the plane together. We all have to trust that we'll all know how to pull each other's parachute string at the right time. And we can't afford, failure is not an option if we're all hanging together.
Modernizing Social Security IT systems is especially important to the agency's employees because they often have to wait minutes while their computers crawl from one system window to another. And around noon every day, Social Security systems reach peak usage since all field offices are open across the country at that point. Employees often have to reboot their computers, and that takes 10 minutes. Rick Wierzynski is the president of the National Council of Social Security Management Association. He's been an SSA employee for over 40 years.
As we interview the public, every member walks in, they're waiting longer, our interviews are taking longer. Every part of our work is just, there's a frustration building because especially in the middle of the day where you're just waiting for things to move, and a Social Security employee is really on the and under the gun to move, use every second they can, and they need to use every second. It's very frustrating when they can't use the time they have to do something.
Wierzynski says SSA loses about 20 minutes of productivity per employee per day because the IT systems are slow and outdated. That's about $200 million a year. The situation isn't lost on Klopp. He says the SSA workforce is beginning to get a head start on pieces of the IT modernization plan now.
What we've done in the last 18 months is sort of start the cultural change to get our heads wrapped around Agile. As Mr. Hayes points out, the workflow or workforce cultural change like that is critically important. But we also started working on the technology. So we're now at a point where we're rolling out our first production applications in the cloud. We're building applications using very modern software languages like Node.js, and we're using Agile in an Agile way. I think we're doing well at that. So a lot of the 18 months has been sort of prep to be in a position where we could actually go execute on the plan.
Klopp says the agency has done everything it can now to get the ball rolling on IT modernization. Now it's just waiting.
We have a toehold. We have a beachhead. The workforce is learned enough to be able to move forward on this thing. And really, we're just waiting for the funding.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.